You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nurses have been at the forefront of most crises, yet they work in under-resourced environments and have been prevented from speaking out about their working conditions. Even though this year saw over 36,000 nurses take strike action, the profession has been riddled with challenges such as being understaffed. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Professor of Nursing, Andrew Jewell, about the issues around the lack of representation of nurses. So why do you think nurses aren't being given as much importance as doctors when it comes to speaking about organisational issues?
Well, historically there's a long history of misogyny and patriarchal attitudes with respect to nursing. Nursing is thought of as women's work and anybody can do it, and doctors' work is specialised as a poor consideration of the actual work that nurses do, which is a lot more than washing bodies. And there's very little appreciation of that. When you think about depictions of nurses in the media, if you take House, for instance, the depictions are usually denigratory, and the doctors are usually always at the bedside, which is just not the truth about healthcare. Healthcare, when it's successful, is a team game, and nurses probably most proximate at the bedside to the patient, but you know, other people are obviously involved in terms of diagnosing the patient and assessing the patient for treatments. But increasingly those kinds of roles are being taken on by nurse practitioners now. We have over 1,000 of those nurse practitioners in the country. About 300 of them are working in primary care, and so there'll be patients out there who don't see a GP anymore, they see a nurse practitioner.
Why does this perception persist around nurses, given that we know that nurses are actually professionals and it's an actual degree that people study? Why this difference in perception?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm going to get a little specific here with respect to the current Minister of Health. This is a person who has no experience in healthcare and therefore does not understand how healthcare works and is captured by these kind of media depictions of healthcare, which is doctors at the peak of any provision of services, doctors making all the decisions and therefore fully in the know about everything that goes on in healthcare. That's not the real world. And in fact, you know, actually a saying in hospitals that if you want anything done, give it to a nurse, because nurses get stuff done. The current minister, he only selects doctors because that's his perception. He's kind of got this tradwife milieu, if you like, that nurses work under doctors, as do everybody else in the allied health team, and doctors are solely responsible for everything that goes on in healthcare, and it's just not true.
Now, given that the healthcare system is so vast, why is nursing being singled out as something that needs to be cut out of the university system or designated as a non-professional degree?
That's a really interesting question, to which I have no answer. It's a single line that was in Peter Gluckman's report on universities that suggests that nursing does not need to be in universities. I mean, internationally we know that, you know, the Trump presidency is questioning whether nurses need to have professional degrees. In the UK, there's questioning of whether it's necessary to train nurses in universities. But here, we've been in tertiary education since the 1980s, and there's no evidence of a problem. So why that question, that line has been put in Peter Gluckman's report is just an oddity, a throwaway oddity with no backing behind it. And so I can't answer that question, I'm afraid.
What do you reckon is the thinking behind expecting nurses to work long hours and not strike despite a lack of staff and resources?
I think that the expectation is that nurses will just silently do their work and continue to do so, and that they remain paid less than their value. And what we're getting is strikes because nursing is so understaffed. We had a government narrative last year that said nurses were the cause of a deficit in healthcare. We had too many nurses, and there was an unofficial slash official hiring freeze put on all nursing positions. That meant that out of 1.7 million nursing shifts between the beginning of 2022 and the end of 2024, 650,000 of them were not properly staffed according to need. There are tools that the healthcare system uses in hospitals to understand how many nurses are needed per shift based on patient need. Those tools are showing that there's a 40% of their shifts are understaffed, and consequently the nurses are being overworked, burnt out as a consequence of that, and not being listened to. Well, you get angry when you're not listened to. And so the current strike are angry. That's what we've got from a healthcare system that's not listening.
And has there been any sort of concrete evidence provided to the government or the health ministry from the nursing unions or nurses about the impact of staff shortage on patients?
There's certainly been the Infometrics report documenting the shortage of staffing from Te Whatu'ora's own staffing data. That's been provided to the government. There is regular reports on key health quality indicators that go to the Health Quality Safety Commission, which are available to the government, and that's showing an increase in rapid response escalations, which occur as a consequence of patient deterioration. If patients are not adequately monitored, then capturing patient before they deteriorate does not occur. So you get an increase in risk, what are called rescues, rapid response escalation. And we're seeing increases in pressure injuries. Again, that's about not enough nurses being able to assist patients. And we're seeing decreases in hand hygiene, which can only lead to cross-infections between patients. And all these are numbers that are reported to the government right now.
Now, given that nurses have been one of the healthcare professionals who have moved across the ditch in recent years, would improving working conditions and staffing be enough to retain nurses in New Zealand, or is there more now that the government needs to do?
This comes down to workforce planning, and we have these peaks and troughs where we have producing too many trained nurses in New Zealand for the available positions, or available funded positions, I should say, because we know that there are shortages. They're just not funding the necessary replacements for those shortages. And the lack of workforce planning means that we have these peaks and troughs. We should be thinking about what happened 3 years hence. We should be planning for, you know, the number of people that are coming out in 3 years' time. We shouldn't be having these peaks and troughs. So we have an annual focus on workforce planning rather than more of a 3, 4, 5 year horizon on workforce planning. Now, the minister has just appointed 6 doctors to the Health Workforce Ministerial Advisory Committee. That committee is responsible for workforce planning. And again, we're seeing every other profession except doctors shut out of the Ministerial Advisory Committee for workforce planning. You know, there cannot but fail to be consequent as a result of that. And those consequences will be felt by nurses and other allied health professionals, and consequently by patients.
What needs to happen on the public and or policymakers to actually understand the role that nurses play in the healthcare system?
It's really simple. Inclusion. Inclusion on every policymaking, every decision-making committee that is providing advice to the ministry and to the government. I was listening to some young researchers report their research last week, and there was a clinical nurse specialist reporting his solutions-focused work on retaining mental health nursing. Up to year 5, after they graduate, 30% of mental health nurses leave their role. And that's just far, far too many. And this young man was presenting the results of his work on how nurses could be retained. Now, if that kind of information is not at the table for decision making, then the decisions will be of far less value and far less help to all the professions in healthcare provision. So, inclusion.
That was the University of Auckland's Andrew Jewell on the lack of representation of nurses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.